This is our month of mastery in the area of abundance. As much as we think abundance is our idea, abundance is not our idea. Abundance is God's idea. This G-O-D, the grand overall designing presence power of this universe, is abundant in its very nature. And you and I are made of this presence and by this power. We live and move and have our being in the presence and power that we call God. And this presence and power lives and moves and has being as you and me. We are created in the image and after the likeness of the one who gives us life. How awesome and wondrous this is, that we are spirit, having a human experience. And the task of each one of us over a lifetime is to learn to identify more with spirit than our humanness, to identify with that in us that is real, eternal, before our human birth and after this human death. The experience of moving from scarcity into abundance is our spiritual path. A different abundance than the abundance of acquiring and accumulating. An abundance that is a sense of knowing that everything that's required is already being provided. A freedom that comes with knowing every question has an answer. Every problem has a solution. That every one of us is loved beyond measure. So we begin by relaxing. There's a certain state of trust required before we can even relax. So we enter into the trust now, which is the promise. Every breath that we take is a gift from God. Every beat of our heart is a gift from God. Our practice in the mastery of abundance accelerates as we learn the difference between living for a certain state of abundance and living from any state of abundance. Most of us have one or more areas of our lives where we would seek, given the opportunity, a greater sense of abundance. For some of us, it's in the area of physicality. We really want more aliveness, more energy, more flexibility. We want abundance in the area of physicality. For others of us, we want abundance in the area of relationships. We want depth and meaning, intimacy, real love, caring, a shared purpose, intimacy in the area of our relationships. We want abundance in this area. For others of us, it's in our financial and creative area. We want not only work that has meaning, but we want to be richly rewarded for that work in such a way that our concerns about not only survival, but the ability to do and have what has meaning for us, it's completely taken care of, without worry, completely free. Jesus said, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So for a moment, just hold that. Imagine that the universe has an engraved silver platter with your name on it, with all the promises, all the opportunities, everything that you could even possibly imagine already with your name on it. Challenges, you and I have mostly been looking in the other direction. We thought that our good came from a different source. We thought that good came from the things in the world, or the people in the world, or the circumstances in the world, rather than from spirit. Jesus spoke about a realization that when we come to know that our good, our satisfaction, our completeness, our happiness comes from relationship to this one presence and one power. Everything else in our life changes. Everything else in our life shifts. So we come this day to this moment asking for assistance from the Holy Spirit to dispel all thoughts of separation, limitation. The trance of scarcity dissolves this day. And we call upon a power known by many names, but in this moment we simply shall call the Holy Spirit to anoint us, to heal us, to transform our lives in such a way that we know that we are not living towards abundance or for an area of abundance, but we are living from abundance, from a sense of connectedness with God, from a sense of knowing that right where we are, God is, from a sense that there is no situation we're facing without the answer already available. So we pause for this moment right now and we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that this is already so in me and around me. May each moment when I forget and become afraid again, or thoughts of scarcity begin to take hold in me, I turn immediately to the remembering of what's real and what's true. I'm connected to you and you are infinite. I am of you and you are infinite. There is no question without an answer. There is no problem without a solution. I turn not to the material world now, but to you, dear God, to Spirit, where peace that passes all my understanding is found and known and lived from. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.